Long ago, when I was an exchange student in Japan, I had made it a goal to learn how to cook Japanese food. My first trip to a Japanese supermarket was a true learning experience for me. The size of the seafood section was 3 times as large as ones in supermarkets in the US, but the meat section was 1/2 the size and 4 times more expensive. The produce section was filled with things I had never seen before. I had studied Japanese for 3 years at my home university before even arriving in Japan, but never had I come across the kanji that were used to label various items on sale. This was before the advent of the smartphone, but not so long ago that I didn't have access to an electronic dictionary. I made it a mission to decipher all of the names of things I would potentially be eating. So, every few days I would go to the supermarket with a new recipe written in Japanese and my electronic dictionary to find the ingredients for the next meal I'd try cooking. Though useful, my electronic dictionary wasn't always perfect. It often translated fish and vegetables using scientific or obscure names. I remember finding konnyaku being translated as devil's tongue and shiso as perilla frutescens. However, my kanji reading skills and the ability to talk about food took a huge leap forward, and without these experiences, I would have never had the opportunity to gain this knowledge. I also got to eat some amazing dishes that I still make today.